From the studios of WEKU on the campus of Eastern Kentucky University, it's time for Eastern Standard. I'm John Hingsbergen. On today's program, the first of the calendar year of 2014, the first live program, we will focus on Connect, Kentucky's online exchange that came about as a result of the Federal Affordable Care Act. And with me in the studio today is Carrie Banahan, Executive Director of the Office of the Kentucky Health Benefit Exchange. Carrie is a career state employee who has worked for the Department of Insurance and the Department of Medicaid Services, serving as a Deputy Commissioner in both of those departments. She's a native of Louisville with a degree from the University of Louisville, but also attended UK in Lexington. So Carrie Banahan, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on your show today.
During this hour, we invite you to come forward with your questions about Connect. Our focus will be to get answers for how citizens of the Commonwealth can best use this service for healthcare needs. Send us an email now to wekueasternstandard@gmail.com or call 800-621-8890. Again, wekueasternstandard@gmail.com. or 800-621-8890. If you get on the line, we may ask you to wait for a few minutes, but we will plan to get to you with your question. Carrie Banahan, let's begin briefly by discussing your background and the nature of this job to which the governor appointed you last summer. Was that something that you knew about in advance of his announcement on July 17th?
Yes, it was. I was certainly interested in the position and felt I had the experience qualifications, to be the executive director with my extensive background in Medicaid and insurance.
So what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I oversee the operations of Connect. We have folks that work with us on the IT infrastructure and technical issues, and then we have our policy folks.
How big a group of state employees? I assume all state employees are on your staff?
Well, we have about 23 state employees and about 60 staff who are contractors that are IT individuals. And then our contractor, Deloitte, who's developed our system, there's around 45 employees.
We obviously aren't going to get technical, get behind the scenes or down inside the computers, but I imagine it's a pretty big system. Is there a way you can describe it that we can get a sense of the nature of this system, like how many people can be online at the time? Of course, we've learned more than we want to learn about the federal program in recent weeks.
We have a lot of capacity on the system. 4,000 people can be on the system at any given time, and we have not reached that volume yet, close to that volume during the month of December, but it's running efficiently and effectively.
We have seen regular updates in terms of the number of people who have signed up for health care coverage through Connect. The current number is, what, 134,000?
That is correct.
Of how many who may eventually do so?
I guess, could you clarify your question further?
Many people certainly are already covered through employer-provided health insurance, those of us working for universities and for other organizations. But is there an estimate of how many people out there have previously not had health insurance who might need, or those, and of course there are concerns about those who might lose the plan that they have who would need to sign up through Connect?
So of the 134,000, about 70% of those individuals are eligible for Medicaid, and the remaining 30% have enrolled in a commercial health insurance plan. A great deal of those that who have enrolled in Medicaid did not have health insurance before.
And by way of clarification, I always get this confused, but Medicare and Medicaid. Medicare is the program available to every American as basically a senior citizens program.
That's correct.
And Medicaid,
is based on needs, individuals that have lower income.
One of the things we have heard is that part of the implementation of Obamacare in Kentucky was the expansion of Medicaid. Talk about that.
Mm-hmm. The governor had made the decision to expand the Medicaid program to cover adults up to 138% of the federal poverty level. Prior to that, we only covered individuals that were age blind and disabled, or a parent who was derived of parental support from another parent due to separation, divorce, or incarceration. So with the Medicaid expansion, we can now cover adults who aren't age blind and disabled, and that's about over 300,000.
Okay. And very briefly, because we're going to hear from Governor Beshear here in a moment, what were the options for states under the provisions of the Affordable Care Act in terms of providing these services?
Under the Affordable Care Act, each state was required to have an exchange. And you could either default to the federal government or you could establish your own exchange. Kentucky is one of 16 states that decided to pursue a state-based exchange.
And Governor Beshear did create Kentucky's Health Care Exchange Connect by executive order on July 17th of 2012, soon after open enrollment in federal or state-provided exchanges began October 1st. It was apparent, as Carrie has alluded to, that Connect was functioning better than most other states, as well as the federal program, through the website healthcare.gov. This week in his State of the Commonwealth address, the governor spoke about a number of health issues, as well as his role in creating Connect.
We as leaders have not only a moral obligation to help our uninsured, we also have an economic responsibility to the Commonwealth. Because the negative impact of so many uninsured has been a heavy anchor on our collective capacity. It's decreased worker productivity. It's kept our workforce from being as appealing as it should be to prospective businesses. It's jacked up health care costs, and it's lowered our quality of life. Kentucky ranks among the worst, if not the worst, in almost every major health category, from smoking to cancer deaths, preventable hospitalizations, cardiovascular and cardiac heart disease, diabetes. That's why I seize the historic opportunity created by the federal government to address Kentucky's poor health in a transformative way. We expanded Medicaid, and to link Kentuckians to private insurance, we created a state-based health benefits exchange. Now, my decision to operate our own exchange was strongly supported by all of the major players in the healthcare industry in Kentucky, as well as the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. And what we call Connect, well, it's become a national model. Since October 1, over 130,000 Kentuckians have used Connect to access health care coverage, many of them for the very first time in their lives. In addition, over 500 small businesses have completed their applications. And those numbers will continue to grow as we enter a new phase of the sign-up period. So in the next several weeks, I will unveil a new initiative that will intensify our efforts. The initiative will identify a number of goals and the strategies to meet them for the next 5 years in Kentucky. One of those goals will be to cut Kentucky's smoking rate by 10% by 2018. Listen, Kentucky ranks 50th in smoking, which contributes to nation-leading rates of heart disease, respiratory illnesses, and other chronic diseases. We also need legislation to ban the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. Other goals will include reducing the number of uninsured in Kentucky, cutting our obesity rate, reducing cancer deaths by increasing screening rates, and requiring HPV vaccinations for both young girls and young boys, reducing heart disease, further improving dental care, and addressing mental health challenges. I plan to have specific targets for many of these goals so that Kentucky can measure its success. We as Kentucky leaders must recognize the direct relationship between a healthier, more productive workforce and our ability to attract and retain good-paying jobs for our people.
Governor Steve Beshear Tuesday evening addressing a joint session of the Kentucky Legislature during his annual State of the Commonwealth address. Following remarks about the Connect Healthcare Exchange, as you heard, the governor went on to talk about other healthcare initiatives that he's planning to propose, including reducing smoking, obesity, cancer deaths, heart disease, and requiring HPV vaccinations. But those are not the topic of our program. Our focus is the Connect system, and we have Carrie Banahan, executive director of that system, that was put in place by the governor's executive order last summer. We invite you, our listeners, to get on board with your questions during the program. I'll give you the phone number and the email address again in just a moment here. But Carrie, where do we stand right now in the terms of implementation of Obamacare and Connect in Kentucky? The governor talked about moving into another phase.
So we are going to continue to enroll folks. Open enrollment lasts till March 31st. And there's still plenty of time to apply. The enrollment date of March 31st, though, only impacts those individuals that need coverage in the individual market. You can apply for the Medicaid expansion at any time during the year. And small businesses, those that have 50 or fewer employees, they can apply for coverage on Connect any time during the year.
And I think there's been a widespread misunderstanding by perhaps some people that both on the federal level and at the state level, there is no insurance provided by the state. Is that correct? This is a signing up for private insurance.
That is correct. Coverage that's offered through Connect are commercial insurance plans. In the individual market, we have Anthem, Humana, and the Kentucky Health Cooperative. In the small group market, we have Anthem, the Kentucky Health Cooperative, United Healthcare of Kentucky, and Bluegrass Family Health. So these are just all commercial insurers that offer products today in Kentucky.
How did those become the providers?
Well, those individuals, in order to participate on Connect, had to meet the requirements through our insurance code. Anything to do with coverage, rates, all of that was filed with the Department of Insurance, and if they met those requirements, they were approved. There was some additional requirements through the Connect program that they had to meet, but we basically certified their plans to be offered on Connect.
Carrie Banahan is Executive Director of Connect with us on Eastern Standard. Your questions are invited, 800-621-8890. Send an email to wekueasternstandard@gmail.com. That phone number again, 800-621-8890. This is Eastern Standard. I'm John Hingsbergen with Carrie Banahan, Executive Director of Connect, Kentucky's healthcare exchange. And Carrie, before we move into some comments from an opponent or someone who's not a big fan of Obamacare and Connect, let's talk about a couple of the issues of the nuts and bolts of enrolling for health insurance using Connect. There's a website. The web address again?
It's Connect, kynect.ky.gov. Individuals can log on and file an application through our self-service portal.
And what about those who do not want to do so online? Are there other options? Or what if there, you know, maybe there are more than 4,000 people already online and they can't get in?
There are several other options to file an application. If you're interested in commercial insurance coverage, you can contact an agent in your community who is certified to offer plans on Connect. You could call our contact center if you can't log on the web to see who those agents are, and they can give you the agents in your area. You can also contact one of our connectors. We have a connector in each county in Kentucky, and that list is on our website, or you can call our contact center. And then our Department for Community-Based Services office, we have one in each county. You can file an application with them.
Why would it be necessary to sign up for insurance through Connect rather than just call up an agent? Maybe you have homeowners insurance or car insurance with an insurance company already. Why do you need to go to one of these approved providers?
If you're interested in receiving a premium subsidy to help pay for some of your health insurance costs, you have to have your coverage through the Connect program. An individual that has income below $45,000 a year will qualify for some amount of subsidy to help pay for their health insurance costs. A family of four that has income below $94,000 a year, they'll receive some amount of subsidy through Connect to pay for their health insurance.
Is that a fixed amount? Is that a percentage? How does that subsidy determine?
It's a fixed amount based on their income.
Can you give me a ballpark of what that might be?
You know, a family of four that has income at about 200% of the federal poverty level, the most that they'd have to pay for their premium would be about $272 a month.
Okay, which otherwise, if they were to purchase it privately, might be?
Family coverage could be anywhere from $800 to $1,000 a month, easy.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about. That's the scope and the scale of the health care provided through Connect. As we have mentioned, it was the governor's prerogative to establish a health care exchange by executive order. Not all legislators have been supportive of this action, to say the least. One of those who remains critical of Obamacare in general and is implemented in the Commonwealth through Connect is Representative Robert Benvenuti. Representative Benvenuti is a Republican. They are the minority in the Kentucky House. He represents District 88 of Southern Fayette County. Mr. Benvenuti is an attorney who focuses on health care, served as Inspector General for the Cabinet for Health and Family Services from 2004 to 2007. I spoke with Representative Benvenuti on the phone in Frankfurt earlier this week. Representative Robert Benvenuti, thanks for being with us on Eastern Standard.
Sure, John.
I understand that you are not the biggest fan of Obamacare or of the Kentucky Connect health care exchange. Talk about your general impressions and your concerns about Obamacare.
Sure. Well, I am certainly not a fan of Obamacare. I am very much a fan of getting as many folks as possible, both in Kentucky and across our country, access to affordable, sustainable, high-quality care. I don't believe Obamacare does that. I don't think it does it today. I don't think it'll do it next year, 10 years from now, or 20 years from now. And that's why I'm not a fan of Obamacare. And I'm very disappointed that our state has chosen to, without, I must say, a legislative approval, to expand Medicaid and to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in establishing the Kentucky Connect website.
Well, states were given the option of either creating their own health exchange system or participating, defaulting, I guess, to the federal system. Is the Connect preferable to defaulting to the system that has certainly had problems?
Well, I don't think committing Kentucky as what has occurred here to a $40 million a year, $40 million a year price tag just to operate that system is good stewardship of our limited state dollars. I don't believe that we need a $40 million a year website to get folks access to high-quality health care. I think we could have done that in much more efficient, much more sustainable ways. And simply blindly following this massive bureaucracy that's been created, I believe is going to lead to less access, poorer quality, and increase costs.
There's been some dismay, and I believe you've expressed it, about the way Kentucky's public health exchange was implemented by executive order. Are you in favor of limiting the governor's ability to make this kind of decision in the future?
I am, and of course, that's not only this governor, but any future governor. Again, we have a limited economic pie here in Kentucky. That's another issue for us to deal with. We need to do more to grow our economic pie status here in Kentucky by doing things like tort reform and right-to-work legislation and increasing our educational capabilities. But until we do those things, we are stuck with this limited economic sphere, and we've got to work within that. And every dollar we spend on a bureaucracy is one less dollar that our citizens get to keep and use to grow our economy. And that is why I think making this commitment of $40 million a year each and every year is simply not fiscally responsible.
Connect is up and running. Are you in favor of a greater role for the legislature in the management and supervision of Connect?
Look, I think management and supervision ultimately has to come from the executive branch. I do think legislatively there should have been great debate about how we wanted to get at this notion of expanding access to affordable health care. Keep in mind, all we're really talking about here is access to insurance. That is a plastic card that you keep in your wallet. What we need to be talking about is access to quality health care between a provider of health care and between a consumer, a patient, if you will, of that health care service. And we've got to create a system that is sustainable, that is patient-centered, provider-friendly, and value-driven. And that is not what Obamacare does. And just to give you an example, just this week, more reports coming out about Obamacare and about a $100 billion tax over the next 10 years to health insurance companies. And the Congressional Budget Office reports that the vast majority of that tax will be passed on to consumers in the form of increasing premiums, for example, $7,000 for a family plan over the next 10 years. So an extra $700 a year on Kentucky families that are trying to buy health insurance. Now, why in the world are we increasing the cost of health insurance if our goal, as I believe it should be, is to increase the availability of health insurance? So instead of coming up with this huge bureaucratic, false or fictitious marketplace, what we ought to be doing is things like increasing people's ability to save healthcare dollars pre-taxed in healthcare savings accounts. We ought to say in Kentucky that if you're licensed to provide health insurance in any state in our country, that you will be automatically permitted to do so in Kentucky. So breaking down those state barriers, providing greater choices for folks, more competition in our health insurance markets, and then also for folks who need help with their premiums, to give them some of their own tax dollars back and allow them to use those additional tax savings through deductions or tax credits to buy their own health insurance, pick where they're able to pick plans that they like, that work for their family, specifically what's going on in their family at that time for that given year, and to be able to use the providers they want to be able to use.
Representative Benvenuti, you have, I understand, filed a bill that would require the governor, his cabinet, every member of the General Assembly to drop their state health plans and get coverage through the state or federal insurance exchange. Tell us about that.
Well, sure. One of the fallouts of Obamacare, one of the fallouts that, of course, the citizens of the United States and Kentucky were not told about, right, because the president told us if you like your plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. He also went on to say that it won't increase your cost, not one single penny. So we know those are three lies that we have been told about this that are now coming home to roost. And because of that, 280,000 Kentuckians lost their current insurance plans, plans that they had picked out that were best for their families and that gave them access to the providers that they wanted to have access to. And if the government's going to come in and take away individuals' private health insurance, then they should suffer the same fate, in my opinion. And that's why I filed that bill.
As a member of the minority in the Kentucky House, what is the likelihood that your bill will make it to a vote and actually get considered?
Well, look, I'm optimistic, but the reality says it won't make it to a vote. And I hope that the citizens in Kentucky call their legislators and call the governor's office and tell them, look, if you think this is good for us, if you come into our homes and take our health care insurance policies, then you ought to lead by example.
We've seen and heard Governor Beshear on the major network TV channels, the cable channels, on NPR, in the major publications, accepting on behalf of Kentucky a lot of praise for implementation of the Connect online health exchange. Do you believe that that praise and all that recognition is deserved?
Well, I don't, because, again, let's look at just some of the numbers. Kentucky Connect has reported most recently that they have enrolled about 130,000 people, 75% of which, so not over 90,000, are going into Medicaid. Now, we can't currently afford our Medicaid recipients. but yet we're making additional promises to people and creating additional dependencies on government. Again, we can get to those folks and get them insurance through the use of tax credits and tax deductions that would allow them to go out in the private market and pick their own plans. What they've also reported is about 33,000 folks have signed up for private health insurance. Well, look at it this way. So you kick 280,000 Kentuckians out of their private health care plans, and then you brag about the fact that 33,000 of them have gone to Kentucky Connect. You know, in my mind, that is similar to the government coming into somebody's home, taking away all their food, setting up a food bank, and then bragging about the fact that people are using their food bank. Well, sure, only because you took away their food. So, again, it comes down to the fundamental concepts of we have 85% of our population across the United States insured. We have 15% uninsured. And those numbers line up pretty well in Kentucky as well. And it's how do we get at those 15% through smart policies, skilled coordination of benefits, and personal responsibility, and we get those 15% insured without creating massive debt, massive entitlements, and taking away from those who currently have health insurance. That's the problem with Obamacare, is that it breaks that fundamental principle of health care, which is do no harm. We're harming a lot to try to fix a little, when really we ought to be working on how to help those folks without health insurance in responsible, fiscally sustainable ways obtain health insurance.
During this first week of the legislative session, do you anticipate any other activity in the legislature regarding health care this year, building on the governor's proposals as set forth, for instance, in the State of the Commonwealth address?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. This is somewhat of an unpredictable place over here. But I will say this. I think it's time that we have very honest discussions with the citizens of the Commonwealth about how much money government ought to be spending versus how much money they ought to be keeping and ought to be making their own decisions with. And let me give you an example. I've received phone calls from folks with very serious conditions, cancer and other serious medical conditions, who have lost their health insurance. And in a panic, when they go to the exchange to try to find health insurance, what they find is their costs are going up 300-400%. Some of their doctors that they've been relying on for years as they progress through their cancer therapies are not available to them anymore in these Connect plans, and that medications crucial to their survivability and to their ability to maintain some sense of work life and family life, that their other insurance companies or private insurance companies were covering are not being covered, again, driving up costs significantly, in one case $1,000 a month for medications that are not covered under the Connect plan, but were covered under the private plan, which these folks lost. So, you know, that is no way to increase access to affordable health care.
Representative Robert Benvenuti, thank you so much for being with us on Eastern Standard.
Sure, John, I appreciate it.
With us live in the studio for Eastern Standard is Carrie Banahan, Executive Director of Connect for the state of Kentucky, the state's health care exchange. We're going to get to the telephone in just a moment. We thank Chet for being patient and staying on the line at 800-621-8890. But Carrie, without being political, I know you're not in a political position. Can you address some of the concerns raised by Mr. Benvenuti?
Well, no one actually lost health insurance coverage. They were transitioned to another plan. And through Connect, those individuals were potentially eligible for a subsidy to help pay their health insurance cost if their income was below 400% of the federal poverty level.
All right. And we may address some of the other concerns raised by Representative Benvenuti, but let's go to the phone and talk to Chet from Richmond. Chet, thank you so much for waiting. You're on the air with Carrie Banahan. Go right ahead.
Yes. I'm interested in the dental plan portion. What are the advantages of buying dental insurance through the Affordable Act?
So through Connect, you can buy a medical plan or a dental plan. The dental plan that is offered on Connect would probably be very similar to what was offered outside of Connect.
Have you
the cost would be the same?
He says the cost, would the cost be the same?
For the same plan, yes, it would. It would be the same premium amount for the plan offered on Connect and offered outside of Connect if it was the same plan.
So what about the subsidies?
Yeah, so there's no subsidy for the for dental plans?
For the dental plan, there are subsidies. They're for the medical plans.
Are they okay, and they can be purchased independently?
Yes, they can. Medical and dental plans can be purchased independently.
Thank you, Chet, for calling. And where can listeners who have questions, very specific mm-hmm. questions like this, we certainly want to answer mm-hmm. as many of them as we can during our program, but there's someplace they can go when you're not on the radio as well.
They can. They can call our contact center at 1-855-459-6328.
Okay, this is Eastern Standard. We're talking Connect, Kentucky's online healthcare exchange with Carrie Banahan, Executive Director. And for the rest of this hour, for the next 20 minutes or so, the lines are open for you on Thursday, 800-621-8890. Send us an email with your question, wekueasternstandard@gmail.com. Or even post your question or comment on Facebook, on the WEKU Facebook page. Again, 800-621-8890 or WEKUEasternStandard@gmail.com. When we come back after our next break, Carrie, I want to talk about Mr. Benvenuti and others have claimed that there are state dollars involved in funding Connect and the healthcare exchange. Also, talk of massive bureaucracy. I know, Carrie, you spoke about the fact you have 23 staff. You're authorized up to 30. You have some IT contractors and others through Deloitte, your online service provider. We'll talk briefly about that as well as other issues and answer your questions at 800-621-8890, WEKUEasternstandard@gmail.com. This is Eastern Standard on the WEKU stations. I'm John Hingsbergen. We're talking Connect, Kentucky's healthcare exchange, with the executive director of the program, Carrie Banahan. We're here for the next 19 minutes to answer your questions at 800-621-8890. Send us a question by email to wekueasternstandard@gmail.com. Before we go back to the phones, Carrie, let's talk about Mr. Benvenuti, Representative Benvenuti's comment that there were state dollars being spent on the Connect program.
The Connect program currently is being funded through federal dollars, and that will be to the end of 2014. And then beginning in 2015, Connect has to be self-sustaining. What's under consideration is the funding mechanism that is used for Kentucky Access, which was our state high-risk pool that would terminate it the end of December. But no state funds would be used, but we are looking at an assessment on insurers, which is currently used for Kentucky Access.
And what about your salary, those of your staff, the contractors who you're mm-hmm. using?
You know, all of that funding would be covered through our operational cost.
And the goal is for that not to cost the Kentuckians, the citizens of Kentucky, anything through tax dollars.
That's
or
correct.
State
no
funds.
State general funds would be used.
This is Eastern Standard. 800-621-8890 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone and talk to Brack from Lexington with a question about default signups for Medicaid. Brack, thank you. You're on the air with Carrie Banahan.
Hi, Ms. Banahan. I helped a cousin sign up for expanded Medicaid because he's underemployed. And here's what upset him. I wanted to run this past you. On December 3rd, before December, the last week of December, he completed his qualification online, which told him that he was qualified for expanded Medicaid. And then there was a glitch in the system, so it instructed him to call the hotline, the number that you had given out. And he contacted them. They told him that he had until, I think, January the 3rd or something to make his final decision on which of the five expanded Medicaid packages he wanted to have. And so he decided he would not tell them which one it was until he researched it, because he didn't know what they included. So they told him that they would not sign him up for the actual package until he called them back and told them which of the five he would choose. So on January the 3rd, or whichever was the last day he could do it, he called back in and told them which one he wanted, and they told him they had already signed him up by default. They instructed him that the system was defaulting people to a plan without their knowledge, and he said that he felt like it had violated his HIPAA rights because they transferred his personal data to an organization that he definitely did not choose, did not want, and it violated his privacy rights. Although I will say this, they did allow him to change his plan, but it won't be effective until February the 1st. So he's got an organization that he doesn't want. So what about this default system that you've got in place?
Brack, thank you for your question. Carrie Banahan, Executive Director of Connect.
If an individual does not select an MCO, then one is selected for them, and they do have the opportunity to change that. As part of the application process, in all of the rights and responsibilities, there probably was a disclosure statement saying that if you don't pick a Medicaid managed care organization, one will be assigned.
All right, Brack, we appreciate your question. And of course, when we get into a specific issues of this type, obviously, Carrie's not prepared to answer every specific question about your situation. We want to keep the questions and the issues in general. But so this issue of defaulting, is that a glitch in the system?
It's not a glitch. What happens is if you're immediately determined Medicaid eligible, you're asked to select a Medicaid managed care organization. And if that is not selected within 24 hours, then one is auto-assigned to you.
I see. All right, Brack, we are grateful for your question. Our phone lines are open at 800-621-8890. Carrie Banahan, Executive Director of Kentucky's Healthcare Exchange Connect, is with us for the next 15 minutes. Send an email to wekueasternstandard@gmail.com. That phone number, again, 800-621-8890. All right, Carrie, what are the most common issues people are running into when attempting to sign up through Connect? I assume that there have been some issues at times.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's questions about the application, the specific questions that folks ask about. And if you don't respond appropriately to a particular question, you might get an RFI, which will request additional information, or it might stop your application. For instance, here are some of the biggest errors, I guess, that are being that are actually occurring. If you are applying for a premium subsidy, you do have to indicate on the application that you will file taxes in 2014, because the premium subsidy is really considered to be a tax credit. If you have other insurance and you're planning on enrolling in Connect, you need to indicate on your application that you will be ending that insurance because you'll be electing your Connect coverage. So that has caused some errors for people, too. Contact center, if you have been trying to get through our contact center with questions or to file an application, we have been inundated with phone calls due to the high demand of individuals wanting to sign up.
Have there been wait times, either with the phone numbers?
There have been. Unfortunately, individuals have had to wait from anywhere from 30 minutes to 1 hour. However, we do have a callback option. If you wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you're given the option for a callback. And we are addressing this issue. We are hiring additional folks to man the contact center.
Let's talk a little bit about, and I know it's difficult to make the comparison between Kentucky and the entire federal government and the federal system, the healthcare.gov website that has been very, very controversial and has been a real problem for the president and his administration. Why does Kentucky's system seemingly work so much better than the federal system?
Some of the things that we did right in Kentucky is you don't have to register, you don't have to create an account to see if you possibly qualify for Medicaid or a premium subsidy. You can enter some basic information, your income, household composition, some demographic information, and the system will say, well, you're preliminarily eligible for Medicaid or a premium subsidy. Then you can go on and file a formal application. You can also browse for plans, see what's out there in your county, what's available to you, without filing a formal application. The federal government received heavy criticism for that because you had to register, create an account, and I think that created a jam for folks to proceed with the application.
In terms of getting the system up and running, it was up and running October 1, correct? That's when it needed to be up and running. What was involved in making sure it was operating correctly? Were there tests and trial runs and procedures that you put in place to make sure that it would continue to function?
There were. I mean, it took us a whole year of planning, development, and testing to bring up the system October 1st. But I will tell you that we did extensive testing for 3 months to ensure that the system worked efficiently and effectively.
We're talking Connect, Kentucky's healthcare exchange. Your questions invited at 800-621-8890. Send us an email to wekueasternstandard@gmail.com. Our guest is Carrie Banahan, Executive Director of Connect. She is the person behind the scenes. People have seen Governor Beshear all across the country. He's been on many of the talk shows and in various publications and interviewed on NPR about Kentucky's health care exchange. And Carrie is the person responsible for keeping it functioning. So you're invited to call in and interact with her. 800-621-8890 for another 10 minutes here on WEKU's Eastern Standard. Now, with the problems with the federal health care system, did that have any impact on Kentucky citizens?
I believe it did. I think there was some confusion in the beginning about the federal exchange and the Kentucky exchange. Individuals believed that Kentucky was part of the federal exchange and was experiencing problems, but I think that's been clarified.
So if a Kentuckian goes online to the federal exchange mistakenly, can they sign up, or do they get a message that somehow they're told that they are not eligible for programs?
They are redirected to our website if they try to sign up on the federal exchange and they're a Kentucky resident.
800-621-8890. You are invited to be part of today's Eastern Standard with Carrie Banahan discussing Connect, Kentucky's system. Now, what if, since this system was created by an executive order of the governor, is it possible that major changes can occur or that could even be done away with in the future by a similar executive order?
Well, as part of the executive order, we are required to file legislation basically to ratify that. So we will be filing legislation to ratify our executive order.
Oh, is that happening during this legislative session?
Yes.
The legislature, of course, just convening this week, the governor giving the State of the Commonwealth address Tuesday evening. We are assuming there will be discussion. Will there be debate?
I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussion.
Any sense of how that's going to proceed, or the issues that are likely to come up in the process of discussing that legislation?
You know, the exchange is running well. We're enrolling over 100,000 people. We hope to enroll many more people. And we'll just see what happens during the session.
And again, Carrie Banahan is a state employee and not a political in a political position as such, not an elected official. Talk, Carrie, about the people you have working for you, who are state employees, and the level of expertise and the reason they're working for the state in a program such as this type. Is it? I assume there must be some level of commitment and concern for the public good.
You know, I am truly blessed that folks that work for me. They have Medicaid experience. They have insurance experience, and they're very dedicated to getting the uninsured enrolled. And our IT staff are the same way. So everybody is dedicated to the cause.
We're talking about the health care exchange established in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. It is called Connect, and you are welcome to get an answer to a question. If you still have a question this morning, 800-621-8890 or WEKU Eastern Standard at gmail.com is our email address. And actually, if you send us an email after the program or during the Sunday night repeat of the show, we will forward that to Carrie Banahan for a response. Let's go back to the phone and talk to John from Lexington. John, thank you for calling. You're on with Carrie Banahan.
Hi, Carrie. How are you today?
Fine.
My question is, I am getting ready to be between jobs. So when I filled out all the information, it has my previous income. At the end of the month, I will no longer have any income. Does that need to be changed, or what do I do with that?
So that change would need to be reported on your application because it will impact your eligibility.
Okay. That was it. I was curious. I didn't know. I'm new to this. Being a young guy, so I appreciate your help.
So, John, have you been on the Connect website?
Yes, I was on it the other night and kind of stumbled through it and went through it all. It took me a couple of hours, but I got through it.
Would you mind sharing a little bit of your experience? Again, we've heard all this talk about the federal healthcare.gov being such a frustrating experience. From your experience of using the Internet, how did this site work for you?
It was pretty frustrating. There were a lot of things that didn't quite apply to us, where they had the little drop box of the options. I'm young and married. My wife is still in school. I've been actually working in another state the last 2 years, and there are a lot of things that wouldn't allow us to put in the proper information. We had to make one-time payments for school and things, but we weren't allowed to put that. You had to make a payment for, every month in the year, a yearly payment and things like that. So there are a lot of things that just didn't apply to our specific situation, which made it very difficult to find the proper answers for it.
All right. Well, thank you, John, for calling in and sharing with us on Eastern Standard. Still a few moments. If you'd like to get on board at 800-621-8890. Carrie Banahan, when folks are trying to use the Connect system, if they run into technical issues, I know they certain there are alternate approaches, and you have connectors available in the counties, and folks can call in over the telephone to arrange for their health coverage. But what if there are system problems and people are having difficulty navigating?
So system problems, they still can call the contact center with those issues. And if the contact center is unable to help them, they'll be escalated to a higher level through our IT staff. Connectors in their community should also be able to assist them with the application process.
Where are these connectors? How does one find a connector?
So we have contracted with the Community Agency of Kentucky for most of the state. In the Louisville area, we contracted with KIPTA, and in Eastern Kentucky, we contracted with the Primary Care Association. And this information is on our website. You can also contact our call center, and they'll tell you who the connector is in your county.
This is a person, one person, or an office?
It's an office. It's several people that could assist.
And a place, can people go in and talk to them, interact, and get help?
Some will probably have a physical space, but others might have a satellite officer. It just depends upon the county.
800-621-8890, still just a few moments remaining in this week's Eastern Standard on WEKU. Carrie, what have we not spoken about about Connect that our listeners need to know in the final 2 minutes of our show?
Open enrollment ends on March 31st in the individual market. So if you want coverage in 2014, you have to enroll before that date. You can apply for Medicaid coverage at any time. And small businesses, those with 50 or fewer employees, can apply for coverage anytime during the year.
Let's go quickly back to the phone. Derek is on the line. Derek, we have about a minute for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of small business folks that kind of just as a result of a lot of deductions have kind of understated adjusted gross incomes. In my case, I was happy to pay for a policy, and my adjusted gross income is now resulted in a very inexpensive policy, and I have concerns that that a lot of people in my situation are going to be subsidized where they weren't subsidized previously. So, just my comment.
All right, that sounds like a policy issue, but Carrie, of course, is the executive director managing the Connect system. Any comments for him?
If your income is below a certain level, you do qualify for a subsidy to help pay for your health insurance costs.
And is that verified, your income somehow? Is it checked with the state tax records?
Or? It is. It's checked with the IRS, and if there's no record with the IRS, we check against our state data sources. So we do verify income.
Okay, Carrie Banahan, one more time, the phone number and information for listeners who want to know more about Connect and have yet to sign up for their health care through Connect.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Your phone number would be, again, you had just given us the phone number.
So the contact center is 1-855-459-6328.
Okay, and the system is online. Connect. Carrie Banahan, thank you so much for being with us. Thanks also to Representative Robert Benvenuti, who was on with us earlier. Eastern Standard is a production of the WEKU stations at Eastern Kentucky University. Associate producers are Andrew Moorhead and Richard Turner. Technical director today, Roger Duvall. On the phones, Julie Tennell. I'm John Hingsbergen. Thanks for tuning in to Eastern Standard on WEKU.